Welcome, welcome, welcome to the second episode of In My Opinion with your girl, Lil Sonya.
And this is Successful Toy. What's up, Mitches?
Hey, Toy.
Hey, Toy girl. You ready to get in this bullshit and talk about these
girl. Ready to get straight into this shit, okay?
Girl, honey, child, boo.
Oh, which one of these bitches you want to get into first?
Let's do Jasmine Cabaret, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Let's get in her business.
Thank you.
Let's get in her
business. Let's get all in. Can we please talk about Chinx and Lexi?
Whew. First of all,
that fight.
They too grown to have a pimp. I just want to say that. I just want to get that out of the way. They too grown to
Maybe.
Have a
pimp.
But them hoes can fight.
Like two bareback gorillas.
Them hoes
going at it.
Them hoes, they can fight. So yeah, I live for them. But
girl, they gonna make the show.
They are.
But they gonna make the show.
I'm like
right now, they my fan favorites.
Yeah.
Lexi and Chinx, y'all my fan favorites right now.
Yeah, and I'm like Jasmine when she said, y'all, they too old to have a pimp.
Yes.
They too old to
yes.
have
Yes. Too old to be having a pimp.
Because at first I was like, but Jasmine, you had a pimp. Then I said, well, you was young, so yeah.
Right. Right.
Hey, thank y'all for tuning in over there on Instagram. But I want Wet to go home.
Mm-hmm. She showed her ass in the rich folks' neighborhood.
She showed her ass. And she was drunk and sloppy. Ain't have on no draw. She looks stank. And then
she looked like somebody drunk ass auntie. She did. Acting a fool.
No people called the police, bitch. Y'all just say, everybody go to their room, bitch. And like, yeah, bitch, because I'm on probation. I cannot be, bitch. Who going to jail for this hoe? Jocelyn, that's what you get. You shouldn't have called her to come on that motherfucking show.
No.
She controlled.
Even if it was to embarrass her. Because Jocelyn know what the fuck she be doing. She have a whole fucking strategy when it come to this shit.
Uh-huh. We said that.
Bitch, you want to go over there on baddies?
Uh-huh. She shouldn't have let Wet
came back. Let me drag your ass.
She definitely shouldn't have let Wet came back. And Voodoo, I call her Voodoo, the one with the doll. That's my name for her. She definitely got beat up again.
Oh my God. I wish she sit it out. I really wish she sit it out. And Ocean. Like Ocean, who the fuck do you think you are?
And
is Jocelyn pimping you? You talking about you gonna catch on her face?
And then Jocelyn, you calling her like she can fight like that. Voodoo, get her. Get her, do what?
Wait a minute though. Did Isis really piss on herself on that bus? Cause I thought her pants was wet.
My girl said the same thing, but I was saying, I thought, because liquor, you know, they was drinking. So I thought somebody wasted liquor and liquor got on her. I don't really think she peed on herself.
I would hope not.
I hope she didn't pee on herself.
I would hope not.
And what was... Girl.
Isis is going to be a problem. Listen.
I think I kind of like Isis. I think I like
her. I do too.
Because she's standing on business. She don't see.
She's standing on business, but she going to be a total problem. And she looking for a storyline. Mm-hmm. She's looking for a storyline too hard. But the problem is going to be, in my opinion, it's between her and Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Because Isis, her energy too strong.
Yeah.
Jocelyn ain't going to have that shit.
Yeah. Jocelyn like weak bitches. She don't like a bitch with their own opinion. She like weak bitches. That's why she picked the weak ones. She like them weak ones that gonna jump for her. And when she say do something, they gonna shut the fuck up or they gonna do it. You feel me? She like them type of bitches. I couldn't never.
It's a few of them though that I see that's gonna give it to her ass, that's gonna challenge her. It's a few of them that's gonna challenge her. This is gonna be a good season.
Mm-hmm. And then you can't even put your hands on them, Jocelyn. How that go?
No. Nope. She hollered that out quick, bitch. I'm on probation.
But you don't even post, when you on probation, you don't even post a letter, bitch. No, you on probation, because that's when the devil attacks.
There you go. That bitch gonna try you.
Don't never let a bitch know you in papers, baby. That's when they definitely gonna try you the most, because they know you can't do shit. Or if you do something, they gonna call the police on your ass and put you in jail. Jocelyn, you know better than that. You from Florida, girl. What is wrong with you? But she was so rude. But before all that happened, though, she was rude as fuck to Wet Wet. And when she was rude, I was like, well, why the fuck did you bring her back, Jocelyn?
That's true.
That pool. Why did you bring her back? You was rude as fuck to that girl.
And Wet Wet was pretty much asking her the same shit when she came back in the house. Like, what the fuck is going on? Why am I back? Why are you doing me like this? You bogus as hell. She did stand up for herself, but in the end, she went out like she was drinking a fifth of E&J.
Uh-huh. And girl, I ain't know Jocelyn had promised they were to get her teeth fixed.
That blew me away.
I was like, no, not you talking about Jocelyn. What happened to you getting my teeth fixed? They ain't paying you enough like that to go get your teeth fixed?
Like, that was her bitch or something. Like, that was, like, they were sleeping together.
But I remember Wet Wet saying she get paid 25 on the interview. She said she get paid $2,400 an episode.
Girl, that ain't nothing.
You can go get your teeth fixed.
You that ain't nothing though.
But girl, them teeth ain't even expensive like that. She could.
No, they not, because she can go right over there to Mexico. $200 a tooth.
So that's what I'm
she
saying.
Already said she got her Section 8, so shit, rent paid.
Baby, how you got Section 8? You on these people's show? How about the girl? Baby, I remember I was on Section 8, Sonya. Bitch, when I tell you, every time I went in that motherfucking office, my motherfucking worker used to be at my neck, and I used to be like, why does Hoe go so hard on me like this? So one of my homegirls is like, bitch, what's her name? So I gave her her name. Bitch, she typed that hoe up on Facebook. She said, bitch, she your Facebook friend. I said, stop fucking lying. I said, I ain't know why. I was like, I don't know why. I never beat this hoe up. And when I put her name in, bitch, she popped up as my Facebook friend. I said, that's why this hoe going so hard on me.
She know your every move.
And so, yeah, I ain't know why. I used to be like, bruh, this hoe, she was new. She had became like my worker. Like, I had a switch worker like 3 times. And the last one, it was like, why this bitch going so hard on me like this? But this hoe, I was like, bitch, I know you, hoe. I don't know you, but I know you, bitch. I'm your Facebook friend. I see all that shit you do over there on Facebook.
I ain't never thought about that. I worked the house for over 14 years, and I ain't never thought about being Facebook friends with none of my clients.
That hoe was my
friend. I want them in my business.
Exactly. I don't know how that whole
she had no life,
but I don't know if she was already my friend and then started working, because she was new there.
Okay,
so okay. I don't know
that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I was gonna say that's almost close to stalking.
But my thing is, ho, you ain't never posted like the nothing, so it's like, bitch. Bitch, I blocked her so quick. I said, oh, pussy, this is why you always smile. Oh, we need
you block her. You go back, you block her kids, her husband, her cousins, everybody.
No, y'all used to be like, what the fuck? Girl, how this hoe? I'm to my eye, go there, have all my paperwork together. That bitch be like, oh no, we need to see paperwork on this business and that business. And when you drive and lift, and I'm like, bitch, I was selling shit under the table. How are you? So I'm trying to understand how the fuck Wet Wet on there talk about a Section 8. How are you on there doing all this, baby?
Well, listen, Lemmy, Jocelyn, Natalie, somebody get prepared to get that bitch apartment. Because I can guarantee you, after this season, Wet Wet gonna lose her Section 8.
Yeah.
Y'all better help out.
They better get that girl a motherfucking apartment.
Something. A raise. Don't give her no show.
Oh.
Please don't give her no show. Please but fix don't. Her teeth.
But she already got her teeth fixed. I think I seen.
It don't look like it.
No, not on the show. I think she got it after, like, she made her appearance on Jasmine.
Oh, okay.
I don't
okay.
see her on social media, literally, like, showing her teeth that she got
her new teeth. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. Shout out to you, Wet. Appreciate you. Yeah. But, yeah, I love my bitch is gonna always be Raven, period. I just hope she don't go up like a sucker and let that whole try her.
You feel it, though. You feel it.
I do. I really do.
But she talked her shit just for the sake of TV. But she was a little shook.
Yeah.
She was a little shook.
Yeah, she's just so pretty and fine to me. I just don't want her
Raven, too.
I don't want her to go out like a bitch.
And well, then my favorite, like I said, Chinks and Lexi, I'm going to have to choose one of y'all.
What about Danny when she was fighting on the bus?
She looking for a storyline too. I think she's looking
at the TV. Take off your shoes. Don't fight in your fucking heels.
Yeah, I think she's looking for a storyline too. And I think the ladies need to know that coming in the door, you don't have to try that hard. Let the story evolve as the show goes on. Mm-hmm. You don't have to try that hard the first show or the first two shows to try to make yourself known.
Exactly.
You're gonna be known. Jocelyn mm-hmm. gonna make sure that you either gonna be her superstar or you gonna be the motherfucker she walk all over.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no in between with her.
That's why I couldn't go on none of them shows, but them hoes that hate me. Them hoes that hate me.
Oh yeah, baby. You and Jocelyn would have
my personality is too strong.
Baby.
For a bitch to be talking to me any kind of way. You got me fucked to the
I couldn't even see you on there. I could see you on there maybe directing, producing. Not as a cast member.
Nah. And Ocean? I like Ocean.
I don't.
Why? Why do you like Ocean?
She's a fucking yes girl. You don't even know Jocelyn and you coming out the blue talking about some, anybody got a problem with the Puerto Rican princess got a problem with me. I understand you want to show your loyalty. But god damn.
But she probably been a fan of Jocelyn though.
I don't give a fuck.
Cause that's like me. If I get on a show with Cardi B, I'm gonna be just like Ocean.
Oh, shut the hell up, toy.
I'll fight all Cardi battles. You got me fucked up. Ho. Bitch, don't play with my bitch. Don't disrespect her. Don't say nothing out the way. Bitch, don't do it. Bitch, I be
going up for Cardi.
Baby, I be on the social media fighting for Cardi like she my little sister. Bitch, don't play with me.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I got to get to know Ocean a little bit more. Right now, I think she's a fucking follower. And I don't get down with followers.
Don't do that. She can fight, is what I'm saying. She can fight.
She can fight.
You told me that's what I'm saying. Look, that's what I like her.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it a buck. All them bitches can fight on the bus. I want to see them off the bus.
That's true now. That's true now.
I want to see them off the bus.
That's true now. That bus.
Feel me?
Jasmine getting ready for him. I'm yelling at the TV to her too when she talks to her husband. Girl, they tearing your bus up. While you talk about you can't.
That wait motherfucker was rocking. That motherfucker was rocking.
Then they had another show the bus going so slow. I was like, why the fuck the bus going that slow, bitch?
That bus was rocking, baby. I was like, they gonna tilt that bus over.
Yeah. Greg.
But your voodoo doll girl better hope that big Lexi don't get in her ass because she done already called her out. That's gonna be one. She gonna damage her. That's gonna be another damn in the body and Tasiki incident.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nobody else to get beat. Mm-hmm.
Then the bitch gonna lose all her teeth behind it because she gonna do voodoo on her.
Yeah. Now gonna be right here barking like a dog, bitch. She's gonna be barking like a dog, bitch. Hop on one leg. Woo! Bitch, don't play with voodoo. Bitch, don't play with her.
Oh, I'm telling y'all, don't play with it.
That motherfucker said, you more of a mom to that dog than he is your kids. Bitch, I died.
Girl, and that triggered her.
I died because
she went whoosh.
I didn't know she had a husband. I was like, girl, you got a whole husband on here acting wild like this. It's about the money.
Everybody got a husband, don't mean they married.
That's true, man. You know which one you right now. And I don't want Lex and Cheeks to fight all motherfucking season.
That is not what I want either.
I don't want to see that all season. Come on.
Get that shit out the way. Get it out the way and show us what y'all working with. Show us why y'all both share pimp.
And who the fuck is these girls that Johnson brought from the pool party to look a hot motherfucking mess?
Which ones?
You ain't see this whole about the new girls from the pool party? They don't show them on the new episode for Sunday, but they showed them at the end of this episode. She's saying that she brought, I think it was like three.
Yes. Days. Yes, I remember.
They look ugly.
I remember. Are they going to be replacements like baddies?
I think so. You know her and Natalie running.
Because I know that's one thing I like about the new season of the Cabaret and Baddies is that they're doing a process of elimination. Now, y'all need to eliminate some of them original cast members on Baddies.
Yeah, for real, for real. Give other people a chance.
Put somebody else. It's over for Scotty.
What does Scotty do? When you okay? Are we talking about Baddies now?
We're gonna go ahead and go on over the Baddies. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because at the end of the season, Scotty's words was, I don't want any girl to feel like when they come on here, they have to fight. Bitch, that's not what y'all do. What are you talking about?
Scotty, if that's the case, why you instigating this shit? Every episode, Scotty instigating some shit.
And Scotty, you don't even be fighting like that. So what are you talking about? See, if
y'all come on with a sisterhood.
If I can be a Scotty and don't have to fight, I go on.
So who's your favorite baddie?
To be honest, I really don't have a favorite no more. I really don't. It's too many girls for me to pick on who I like.
So I got a favorite.
You're
going to be shocked.
Who your favorite?
Anna motherfucking Mac.
I fuck with Anna.
Anna Mac is my favorite baddie.
I'm not shocked. First of all, fuck with Honor from last season when she came in as bitch and beat five rounds of
yes,
and then she beat Sky ass like bitch. She wasn't taking bitch, and everybody taller than her. And she was beating their motherfucking ass.
And that's when I start fucking with Honor from last season. Yes, so baby.
I fucked with Honor, but I don't have a favorite because it's just too much going on now.
That's true.
It's just too many girls. Like if it was back how it used to be, a little amount of girls, then I can pick a favorite. But it's like now it's everywhere. So I don't have a favorite. I don't have a favorite.
But I think once they eliminate the girls, send their ass home.
Yeah, what you got them on standby for?
Ain't no reserves. Ain't no standby. It was great. Thank you for coming. Put your Shawnee O'Neal on. Thank you for your services.
But I think I'm going to have a favorite for this season coming Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to have one, too.
Who's going to be your favorite?
Let me see if we're going to have the same one. Who's going to be your
favorite? You already know who the fuck going to be my favorite.
Bad Dog.
Bad Dog.
Bitch, I love her.
Mississippi Finest.
I love her. That's going to be my favorite.
She took care of business, bitch. You bad. Body-wise. Body is C.
And she's pretty.
And you stood on your shit with all them hoes, rings or not. Rings or not. I'm sorry being a Chi-Town native to my girl from Chicago, but you got your ass told the fuck up. You should have stayed in your place, sis. But she wasn't even talking to you.
When I tell you, she be every bitch ass, everybody. When I seen her up there as a cast member, I said, yes, bitch, it was only right that y'all pick her.
Oh, I knew they was going to pick her after that one.
So
I knew they was going to pick her.
I don't know. I used to like Tofiki last season. But this season, it was like she wasn't. I first of all, I like the fact that she don't fight unless she have to. But then she kind of lost me when she fought Jelly. because she was standing by your man. So that kind of like throwed me off from her. And,
not only, and shout out to Jelly because that's my girl, not only did you fight her to create a storyline for yourself, the shit was already squashed prior to y'all even filming.
Right, and that's what Jelly said. Jelly was like, all this supposed to have been squashed, so what the fuck is going on? Like, this is crazy to me. And I'm proud of her for leaving to protect her fucking mental. It ain't the fact
Absolutely.
Girl, when it comes to your mental, bitch, remove yourself.
Remove and Jelly, yourself. If you watching, you know I love you, boo. You did the right motherfucking thing. Fuck these hoes and what they talking about. Exactly. Trying to call you, nah, bitch. You better than that.
Exactly.
You better than that. And it's this, it's period.
Yeah. And then I used to like Rolly until last season when her and ET linked up. I just didn't like it was giving bullying. And you got ET over here fighting all your battles. Now look at you two motherfuckers.
But ET served her ass. Boop, boop, boop.
I can't wait to see this reunion, man.
Maybe. It's probably going to be four parts. What you think about Asian Doll being on Baddies this season?
I mean, I'm trying to understand why was she there?
Mm-hmm. Same here.
She didn't do anything. At least when Tommy was on a whole season, Tommy gave us the show.
Yes, she did. Asian, yes, she did.
It was like she just popped in and popped out. And when she was there, it's like, you're just there.
And they say she coming back again?
Why? I just don't
because
know. And it was so crazy to me too. She even has said it that the Baddies is not a show for her, but yet then you turn around and goes on there. Like, why? I really don't see a point of her being on there for real, for real.
Not at all. And I don't think she should have got a baddie change. If you a special guest appearance, that's all the fuck you are.
They only did it because it was her. Because it was
that's her. That's all you are. Can we talk about that baddie Shane, though? I know that's towards the end, but can we please just discuss? Did Meatball deserve a baddie change?
What did Meatball do to deserve a baddie change? She never looked it like a baddie. Never, ever, ever.
Never.
Only fight you did was fight Gretchen. What did she do that was exciting for her to get that chain? And to be honest,
all I saw was belly, cigarettes, and a knife or a pair of scissors. That's it.
Like I was yelling at the TV when Diamond said what she said. I love that she said that shit because that's what everybody was motherfucking thinking. And she wasn't wrong with nothing that she motherfucking said.
Yeah.
But Diamond ain't need that motherfucking chain. I'm quite sure Diamond chain's called more than that, the motherfucking baddie chain.
Absolutely. That's why I was kind of disgusted with what she said too, though. You ain't saying nothing wrong. It's timing, it's delivery. And you didn't need it. You made yourself look bad with what you stood up and said, even though it wasn't wrong. But you made yourself look needy, like you needed it, like you was upset about not having it, when all the time you said you weren't pressed. So if you wasn't pressed, you wouldn't have got up and said shit in the first place. Let the bitch have that chain. You glossed up.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I feel like she did say something. She stand up and she was saying that is because Diamond fought. Her and Tink was carrying the show at first.
That's true.
Diamond was giving us a show. So if anybody should have had a motherfucking chain, it should have
been. So and that's why I was going with that. When I asked, do you think Meatball deserved that chain? I think Diamond should have got that chain.
Yeah, and that's why Diamond stand up and said what the fuck she said.
Like, but don't beg for it.
Feel like she was begging. Why do you think she was begging? Why do you think she begging?
I felt like she was whining, man. I felt like she was whining about it. Her voice was crackling and she was getting all upset. And she was giving it her energy when it didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
Damn. She was giving it a little too much of her energy.
I really
the more she talked, the more excited she got, the more angrier she got. That's how I know she was too compassionate about it. She was mad.
And then I'm yelling at the TV.
And like, you shouldn't have showed them bitches you was mad.
Right, because your change costs more than a motherfucking baddie's change, girl. You ain't need that shit. We know you're a
that
baddie.
Part.
Like I tell a that bitch part. All the time, bitch, Diamond been that bitch, bro. That girl been that bitch. been that bitch. She don't need that fucking show. Diamond don't need that fucking show. She probably doing that shit, get some extra fucking money. But she don't need that show, bro. Diamond been
or to launch her own brand or whatever she got. Well, she getting ready to come up with.
To do that.
That's probably why she doing it.
But what do they highlight when it comes to these people brands? What do they
nothing? Highlight? And that's another thing. They're supposed to be performing. The first couple of seasons of Baddies, they was performing all type of shit.
Exactly. They was doing
all they doing now is fighting.
Now they ain't promoting shit that these girls got going on. If you don't follow them, you won't even know what they do, that they really have shit going on in real life.
I can say this to Natalie. You say Baddies your show. This your shit. You the head bitch in charge. You need to really sit down and revamp it because I don't see it going long term in the future. Mm-hmm. And this gonna piss you off, but Jocelyn is on your motherfucking heels. The cabaret is always something new.
What she doing now is
It's always something new to the cabaret. It's always new girls. Jocelyn don't bring back all them girls. She bring back a handful. And then some of them end up the fuck going home. Because she bring them back just to get her payback.
She pay them back to embarrass them and then send them bitches on their way. Period.
You don't need 20 to 23 girls on Baddies at one time. It makes the show uninteresting.
Exactly.
And that's you've had a couple of episodes this season that was flat out boring.
Man, a couple. Bitch, I counted at least five. And I'm like, they could have kept this episode. I waste my time watching this shit. The fuck? I waste my time watching that shit. Hey, Instagram, thank y'all for coming in chat.
The way they drag out scenes. Why unnecessarily.
Was Anna and Biggie arguing? I know why the fuck they was arguing, but Anna, why was you so pressed when the store was right the fuck there? Why you ain't take your ass back in the store and get what the fuck you wanted?
They sound like two kids arguing over a quart of juice.
Biggie,
and Tzatziki said, I bought you a couple of pieces already, though.
I thought she said Meatball brought her some already. I thought she said
Said some Meatball bought one of theirs and Tzatziki bought the other one. What are you arguing for? But Biggie, you ain't got no business being stingy with no food, boo.
Why you say that? She can be stingy with food.
She need to share it. She need to share it. She trying to be on this weight loss journey and lose her motherfucking weight. She got to push away from the table. I'm sorry.
Well, you know they don't eat on Baddies, so when they do eat, why do I want to share my
That's true.
That's what the stepfighters say, Casamigos potato chips.
That's true. They say Nelly don't feed them at all.
At all. Natalie. We say Casamigos potato chips. So if that girl wants to give her some food and she don't want to share her food, she ain't got to share her food. Oh, they already
Motherfucker gotta come on Baddies with that EBT card.
You see what Rolly said in one of her interviews, bitch. I asked what's her name? What Lemmy wife name? Is that his wife or his girlfriend? Because I'm just
Scotty.
Huh?
You said what's Lemmy wife name? Scotty, right?
Girl, no, that Janae, what's her name?
Oh.
The main one, girl. The main one. Not the side motherfuckers. The main
I'm talking my shit.
What's the main lady name, though? It's not with a J.
And I don't know her motherfucking name. I only see her at reunions, and she ain't been to one in a minute.
What do you mean? She was at this one. And she at all the, she be at all the casting.
Shows. I wasn't paying attention. I was paying attention to Nene.
That's a damn shame. But is they married or that's his girlfriend? You still answering my question.
I've heard that they were married. Then I heard that they were common law married. I don't know. They don't act married.
They don't. And baby, how you so okay with him talking to all these people?
Because I heard that she's involved. It's a threesome.
Oh.
She gets her some too.
Makes sense. Okay. All right.
She gets her some too.
Toy mind your motherfucking
business. Yeah, she gets her some.
Okay.
Say moving on.
Moving on. Now, Now, I wrote that was the dumbest shit in America, what Natalie was doing with the money. Why every time she goes somewhere and give out money, she do it like that? That can cause people to get hurt. That can cause people to get killed.
Yep.
You, if you in a poor country and you passing out money, you was getting it.
They got your ass on you as soon as you come up out the sky, period. Why already. The
fuck you ain't just go to the women's center like you was planning on to.
Yep, them girls could have got really hurt. And then they leaving their babies with them.
Leaving the babies with them. Then y'all giving the baby a $100 bill like a bitch won't break that baby finger or they take that money.
Come they won't care about that baby over there.
Exactly. Like, Natalie, you got to be more smarter, bro, when you saying you giving back, bro. You a businesswoman. You supposed to be more smarter than this, bro.
Got to think like a businesswoman. Because you made everybody a liability. Danger.
Y'all too. That shit was not safe at all. Your security couldn't handle all the motherfucking people out there. Come on, bro.
No, they would have got trampled.
Come on, man. Natalie, we ask that you be way smarter than what you be doing when you passing out money. I love that fact that you be giving back. That's why you stay blessed. But at the same time, it's the way to do it, sweetie. Everything ain't for the TV either. Because are you doing it for the heart? Or are you doing it for a show? What you doing it for? If you ain't doing it from the heart.
You know another thing? I think that all the baddies should have been there.
Yeah, I don't think they should have separated. I don't think they should have separated either.
No, that should have been something
everybody has experienced.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, that's what they're supposed to be there for, a sisterhood, being together, all that bullshit. Make it make sense and show us that.
Mm-hmm.
All you showing is how y'all come in and with the spirit of division.
I seen clicks. I don't see no sisterhood. I see clicks.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I said, Nunu needs to sit down.
Oh, baby, I was just about to ask you about Nunu.
Fuck down. She getting on my nerves. I'm glad they didn't bring her back. You seen her post talking about
She made like 4-5 posts.
No,
she's
don't
real big man.
You don't deserve to come back, Nunu. Like you
not
did,
at all.
You did weird shit, bro.
Yes, you did. You tried so hard to pick a fucking storyline with a bitch whose face was already broke, and that's my fave, Anna Mack. And I'm not taking up for Anna because she's my fave. But you tried to pick a storyline with a bitch whose face who already broke. Pick one with one of them bitches that can go.
And then you tried it with somebody that her and Mariah was friends, bro. Let them go through their own shit. And they had them talked about it. Then you come in. Oh, I respect the fact that. Oh, who are you? We don't even know you.
Mariah don't even know you. What the fuck?
So I'm glad she ain't coming back. Thank you, Jesus, for that one. Glad she not coming back.
She shouldn't have never been there, in my opinion. She was there based on the fact of who her baby daddy was.
Your baby daddy, he don't even be claiming her. He said a motherfucker ain't even got their own motherfucking identity. Oh, I'm AB, Antonio Brown, baby mama.
He's like, she was writing off his name. But Zeus pulled that shit off real smooth because they casted her the baddies and they got him to sit on the auntie podcast sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Lemmy.
Uh-huh. Lemmy be know what he doing. He's a smart ass businessman.
Yeah, good Lemmy job.
Smart ass businessman. I'm gonna give you that one. Uh-huh. I fuck with Lemmy. I like Lemmy Tucker.
Yeah, I like Lemmy. I fucks with him. I don't like the shit I hear about him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I mean, hey, they allow me. We can't even do that.
He be a Diddy Junior.
Hey, they allow me. We can't even be mad.
Yes, they do.
We ain't hear about him beating on them yet. So.
Yes, they do. Yeah, I've heard. And this is allegedly that he has hit Natalie.
What?
Yeah. Allegedly.
So,
but I don't know. He talked to her pretty bad, though.
I thought the motherfucking fireworks was gonna say something. You did too, I see. Okay. And what's her name?
Callie Way.
Callie Way.
Blueface sister.
I want to know how the fuck she gonna talk about Natalie took it the wrong way when she came in attacking Natalie.
No, she didn't take it the wrong way. She took it the right fucking way, sis.
I was like, girl, what were you talking about? You came in.
She took it the right way.
You talk about she took it the wrong way, and then you want to call Natalie a bully. Natalie said, me more? I'm a bully? Bitch, you came in attacking me, and you calling me a bully?
She came in like, she had been on a couple of seasons before. Like, she was an OG Bad Girls Club. She came in looking for a storyline, too, the wrong way. Ladies, you don't have to come in the beginning right off the bat looking for a storyline. Let that motherfucking shit evolve. Don't nobody want to see you trying so hard. You become boring. They become uninterested in you because you're trying too hard. Just be your natural self. It's reality TV for a reason.
She's another one. It was like, why are you here? Because what did she do?
Take up space.
Okay.
Take up space. We could have been on there making their ratings go up and not fight at all.
Bitch, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
That part. In a bag. In a bag. Cause I don't see y'all getting to the bag no more.
I don't see how many. We said it last week on last week's show. What is the money, LaShondra? I don't see y'all getting to no motherfucking money. What is
Not at all.
I'd be like, hello. When is we getting to the money? All this fighting shit, man. Fuck this shit. And the fact that what I like to what Natalie be telling them, bro, when we out in public, we not fighting. Y'all can tell them, do whatever y'all want to do, but out in public,
Yeah.
Because, bitch, we got to get to this bag, bitch.
Seems like that's when they want to wait and do it, when they out in fucking public. Who goes to work and fight?
Y'all supposed to be having fun, making money, bitch, going back home to y'all kids and hoping
back
for the next season. You hoes just want to fight and it'd be so dumb, stupid.
A bunch of grown-ass men.
The fuck, bro? And did you see motherfucking Meatball face when Tink mentioned her chain? But, you know what? I take that back. Well, I ain't gonna say she my fave though, but I fuck with Tink.
Tink your fave, bitch.
I fuck with Tink. And then I was crying.
I'm thankful.
I was crying. And I was crying because, bitch, that's me. If I have love for you, and bitch, I love you beyond this show and before this show, the strong bond that we had, and for you to do that. And then when she got her chain, motherfucking Tink got up and walked over there, bitch, and got that motherfucking chain.
Put it on her.
On her neck. Bitch, that made me cry.
Yeah.
I was literally crying real tears because I felt Tink. I was like, this is why I love that bitch. I was like, this is why I love that bitch.
Tink gave us a real asshole.
You're a real asshole, Tink.
And she carried the show this season.
Yeah, man. She carried that fucking show.
She carried the show this season. Shout out to you, Tink. You did your big one. I can't wait to see how you get down next season.
Yeah, I want to see what you do next.
Show them hoes.
And I like
they're going to have to meet you or beat you.
I like the fact, too, when she got up and was motherfucking talking and Tasiki tried to say something, she said, please be quiet. This has nothing to do with you.
Yes, she did. And she shut it down.
Me and you supposed to came on here and ran through all these holes. That bitch. You see the camera.
Think about Ivory gonna be on next season?
I don't know Ivory.
Girl, another fighter.
I have watched 20 versus 1 with Tasiki recently.
Okay.
I think I seen it today. And a girl came on there with Diamond picture on her shirt from when Tasiki beat the fuck out of Diamond.
Oh my God.
Tasiki talking about, I love her. I love her. She ain't going nowhere. And Ambitious tried to send her home and fight him. And she was saying, the girl asked her, she was like, how you feel about Ivy coming on there? Like, do you think like it's going to be a problem? And Tasiki said, why would it be a problem? Another eater to another eater, bitch. We going to link up and eat together.
That's what she said.
So let's see how this goes. But I see everybody saying that Ivy be switching up on everybody. So, and I was like, see, I don't know Ivy.
All of them now that TV bitches be switching up. Look at E.T.
Yeah, that's true. Well, did E.T. really switch up or Rolly switched up on E.T.?
Not just with Rolly, though. It was a couple of relationships E.T. had that she was two-faced at the end on that season.
Where? Bitch, I only knew her to be friends with Rolly. That's the only one.
She's supposed to be friends with all of them hoes. She was in the house with Natalie now.
Exactly. So she was with them. But all of the other house, she was beefing with them. So, bitch, she was only.
But in the end, she switched up on her house.
Because that hoe ain't even have a bed. She was sleeping in the bed with Rosie. I'm just
saying. She was on the let out couch.
She was in the bed with Rolly.
I'm just saying. She switched up on all them hoes in the end because she was talking about all her house like a motherfucking dog.
Well, they probably pissed her off. So.
All in the end.
I'm starting to
see a bitch like me. Ain't no talking. I'm going to wait till we meet up and run that fade.
They bringing her back too.
Girl, let me fill my glass up. I did not see her.
I could have sworn I seen her on that flyer with the returns.
Toy, I do not want to see E.T. on Baddies again. I'm sorry.
You trying to say I'm tripping? She wasn't on that flyer?
I hope not.
I could have sworn I seen E.T. on that flyer, bro.
Y'all want to see E.T. on Baddies again?
And that's why I said it's going to be a shit show. You got E.T., Krishan. They never squashed their motherfucking E.T., Krishan, Tommy, Art Bar, Jalen. That's a shit show. Then the other new people, how many of them that is? Eight? It's eight new girls?
Yeah.
Eight new girls that I didn't know. I'm only focused on Bad Doll. And then you got all the other old ones that return. Who are the return ones? Is it Tasiki?
Tasiki, Scotty, Rolly.
Rolly. Jalen. I don't know why Jalen. Yeah. But Jalen.
Tink.
Oh, Tink that. Okay, Tink.
Tink and Diamond the Body.
And Diamond. Yay! No fucking Mariah! Yes. And I used to like you, Mariah, because
she better not pop up either.
And I'm admitting it, and I ain't taking it back because I did the shit. I was a hoe. You know?
I can't get with Mariah no more. No. Mariah, you showed your ass this season.
A natural ass.
You showed your ass, and it's over.
It's where you want every fight, and you cannot fight, girl. And I love
you. Take you some lessons in the off season.
And I love that Biggie got up and hugged Rolly. I love that.
Too. Yes, that was the highlight of the show for me.
Yeah,
I didn't know their birthday was on the same day.
When Rolly said, and both our birthday the same. Hey, bitch, y'all supposed to be eating motherfuckers together. Well, we know Biggie ain't gonna motherfucking fight. I hope Biggie. Oh yeah, and they bringing Biggie back.
Yes,
Biggie, bitch, you better fight. Shit.
Pinch a bitch. Pinch somebody.
Don't bite them. Don't bite them. They might got AIDS. Don't bite them.
You've been bit. You know how that feel. Don't bite nobody.
Don't bite them. But beat some ass.
Please. Even if you got to throw, take a t-shirt and roll it up and pop their ass.
Do something with it first. You're going to steam them.
She going to get your ass a lawsuit.
Biggie, come on now. For real. Dominican.
I want to see her get in the paint.
Yes, man. Because you disagree.
I want to see her get down.
When you when what's the name told you to jump in and you ain't jump in, but at least you hit a bitch though. She did what? What? Real quick. She did that.
Real quick.
Real quick. So Tasiki say she teaching her how to fight. So let's do it now, Tasiki.
Well, how long is it gonna take?
Because she said that last season before this last season started, and we didn't see it.
Is she not a quick learner?
It might take her to this season to actually fight.
Oh God!
Yeah,
I don't want to see her get beat up though. I don't. That would hurt my heart to see Biggie get beat up.
I like Biggie. To be honest,
I do.
I like Biggie.
I do.
But
I do.
Big Dominican. Baby, you better do something. Pinch these hoes or something, because they keep trying. They feel like you're the weakest link. That's why they be trying. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, yeah.
She not weak at all.
She not.
She on her shit. She a real baddie. She on her shit.
And she stand up for herself, even though, and she's telling like, bitch, I'm not a fighter. I can't fight. But, bitch, I ain't finna let you talk to me any kind of way, and you ain't finna do whatever to me either.
Yeah,
and that's what I love about her. Bitch, you ain't got no how to fight. Just stand up for yourself. So I will say, Big E, you're not a pussy. So don't ever think, and y'all don't be calling her no pussy either, because she's not a pussy.
Please don't.
Herself. She stand on all she does. She pop her shit. But for real, that's what I be saying. Like, these girls on the outside really be having big shit popping. But if y'all don't follow them, you won't never know.
That's so
you
true.
You never fucking know.
That's so true.
Love your punk. Let's get it.
Let's get it, because we down to 47 minutes.
Motherfucking Kayla. Girl. Motherfucking
girl.
Chaotic.
Chaotic. Did you really need an ambulance? And I love Chaotic. Chaotic is my favorite. I love him. I think he's so cute. You are so cute.
Chaotic is so retarded, okay? Chaotic said, God got me up out of there. He had me to pass out because he knows some other shit was going to get revealed. He be knowing what the fuck he be doing. He be knowing what he doing.
Baby.
He be knowing what the fuck he be doing. But I really don't think that Bammy is trying to fuck nobody Carly been with.
Carly Red. Carly.
Girl.
You got too much money. You done been on too many seasons to be creating this stupid ass storyline. When you said something about that motherfucking gate, if Bambi didn't launch at you, I was. If Bambi didn't try to knock your ass out, I was. Bitch, are you serious? Are you serious?
I had to pay for that. Oh, it probably wasn't even
$500,
bitch.
Not even that. Not only the gate. She's doing business with Kai.
Yeah,
you know what it means when you do business with a man. No, bitch, I don't, because I've done business with plenty of men and I ain't fucked them.
So yeah, I said, first of all, wait a minute, let's back up, rewind, Carly. First, you said they was fucking. Then you turn around and say, "Oh, what's she doing business with him?" Huh? You too old to be acting like this on fucking TV, girl.
Embarrassing yourself
and the man that you is engaged to, because there's no way you,
because why you fighting over another man?
Come on, bro. He should have slapped the shit out of you when you got home. I don't promote violence, but he should have slapped the shit out of you when you got home. Because how in the fuck you at somewhere in the public streets with my ring on arguing about another motherfucking nigga? Even if she did try to fuck him, why the fuck do you care? You with a whole new man.
That part.
Make this shit make sense. These hoes over here acting like they in their motherfucking 20s and teens.
Especially Carly Red.
Hello, ain't Carly about 50 tapping on 60.
Looking good, though.
Carly, how old you is? Carly, how old you is for real? Because
Carly had a chance. We want to know how old you are.
Because when you first came on, I'm to my first season when you was messing with Benzino. People were saying that you was 50 and you were snapping on them. So if you weren't 50 then, you got to be 50 now. Because that was years ago. And you on that show carrying on like this, girl? I like when you had done change. You had done change. You came down because at first when you was on that show, girl, you was messy, messy. You was messy boots, baby. Yeah. And now you can calm down, but now you getting back. Now you getting delusional. That's what you're getting now. Don't nobody want to keep you out there with, bitch. Listen, Carly. I don't even have a name like that. I don't want him. He's ugly as fuck. I don't see how you want him. He wasn't even your type. So I was trying to understand what the fuck you was doing with him.
Baby, listen.
Nobody want that man. And just like Shekinah said, well, he tried to do business with me. That mean I fucked him? Shekinah said, girl, that nobody don't, girl, no.
Carly, get your retarded ass on somewhere. And the same thing with Kendra. Kendra, the same thing stands. I told last episode. Get your divorce, bitch. Get your divorce, stack your coins, and get the fuck on. Because let me tell you something. If I ever see my husband with a bitch on his lap and he's comforting her the way Jock was, baby, it wouldn't be no episode to talk about the shit on.
I feel so sorry for her, especially when she said, I married you. It was something about my daddy gave you his blessing because he thought you was going to be the man you were supposed to be for. Mm-hmm. I felt that shit. I was like, just leave him alone. He ain't going to change.
Yeah.
He ain't going to change.
Yeah.
I like Jock, but he ain't going to change.
I love Jock too. I love Jock, but not for Kendra.
Yeah. And Jessica is weird. Jessica is weird as fuck. I like it when she ain't drunk.
Oh, because when she drunk, baby, she's drunk.
She's telling everybody how she fucking feel for real.
Another drunk auntie.
Leave him alone. Get your divorce. And yeah. Leave him alone, girl. Leave the man alone. He's never going to stop cheating.
Mm-hmm. I was like, and shout out to Zell Swag for the baby mama reveal, because ain't nobody ever did it.
She's so pretty.
Nobody ever did it.
Mm-mm. You heard what Jessica told her, bitch, your fucking baby mama reveal is going down in history.
In history. Not everybody gonna want a baby mama reveal, baby daddy reveal. That shit gonna be fucked up and it's gonna lead to violence. Nobody do it.
No, that's what we need. Like Bambi said, we need more of this. We need more of this.
How did you feel about her being so known, so popular in the A? How do you think this gonna end?
That's why I don't understand how she said she didn't know. Like she didn't say she didn't know Zell, but I'm shocked that she don't know that he was liking men. But when she said that was his past, I'm like, baby, no, that's his future. Like
that's his future, and possibly your future too.
Yeah, that's going on right now. He's gonna be cheating on you with a man. So,
because he's still talking to Saucy, he still loves Saucy.
Yes, and you can see it. So it's like,
yes,
baby, are you really willing to put up with that? Like, let's be honest here. Are you really willing to put up with that?
Not me. But Sierra say her family about that life, so Zell better, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but
yeah, I heard when Sierra said that. And bitch, it was shocking when Sierra was like, I know her.
Everybody know her.
Who is everybody?
Even Carly came over and was like, well, I'll wait 2 months to see if the baby is, because I'm just saying.
But I thought she said that because Sierra had already said that she was that girl and about her family. So I thought that's why Cardi had said what she said.
Nah, everybody was talking amongst themselves. Like, I can't believe that's her. I can't believe that's his baby mama. Like, they all knew her or knew of her or know of her in some sort of way.
See, girl, I was taking that when they were saying that. I was taking it as if they were saying, like, how good she was looking. They can't believe that they pulled somebody. Like,
oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. They were saying it like, we know this bitch.
Damn. Sorry.
Yeah. Girl.
Kind of taken up.
Cause if you remember on next week's episode, it's supposed to be Saucy saying, you know, well, they say all she do is get drunk and fuck.
Yeah, I can't wait for next week.
I can't wait till next week.
And I like how saucy mom came around.
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about that part. That was my favorite part of the episode.
Yeah, I was crying.
That was my favorite part.
I have the gay son, and it was just like, I would have never. And it's crazy because when my son was younger, bro, I used to tell everybody that my child was gay before he even came out. He didn't come out until he was 18. But when he was little.
You knew.
And I used to tell my friends, and you know, my friends used to tell me, maybe he's just flamboyant. You have men out here. Just, I said, bro, y'all ain't finna make me be in denial, bitch. That boy, like,
dick. It is what it is.
And they used to be looking at me. I was like, bro, he's gay. I don't care what y'all say. They like, well.
And it's okay.
So I would have never, I can't see myself like.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I'm so glad that his story turned out to be a good story, because a lot of stories for a lot of the members of the LGBTQ community with their parents and their families are not always success stories. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Saucy and his mom for making it do what it do and showing the world that it can be corrected and done right.
Yeah, I love them.
But guess what, bitch?
What happened?
We running out of time.
It's okay.
We got like 3 minutes left. And I'm so glad, because I did not want to talk about basketball.
Y'all, she didn't want to talk about basketball because she ain't watch it. She thought because I watched it, she watched it.
Because we logged into the same app. So when I saw that it was already working, I'm like, damn.
I'm mad, y'all, because that was the last episode. So ain't no way we wasn't supposed to talk about it. But it's all good. We'll see them next season, child.
Next season, I'm ready for Basketball Wives Miami. Ooh. No, not Basketball Wives Miami. That's the alcohol, love and hip hop Miami. That's my favorite. It used to be ATL, but Miami is my favorite now. And I need y'all to hurry up and come back on.
Of course, I love Miami because I'm from Florida. So of course,
absolutely.
Miami. But I'm definitely, Atlanta is my number one, and then Miami.
Really? Atlanta used to be my number one. It just seemed like it's the storyline in Atlanta is fading. Like, it's the same old shit all the time. Them motherfucking, them Haitian sisters in Miami, they keep me on my feet.
I'm sick of them. I can't wait to talk about them.
They keep me on my feet, baby. I can't wait till somebody tag that motherfucking, what's her name, Gael.
I want somebody to beat her out in her mouth. I do not promote that.
Yes.
I want somebody to especially when she was talking about Shay baby daddy. I was like, girl, how rude.
None of her business. All and up in that girl business.
Well, as my sister, I would have never came back. You could have never came back. So you fucked my husband, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Some shit you just can't come back from. And that's one of them. That's one of them for sure.
But I don't know when they come back on, but they need to hurry up and come back on.
Yeah, y'all need to hurry up and come back on. Keep it in rotation. Like, And I don't, you know, ATL, I love y'all. Y'all used to be my number one show. But before we leave, can we get somebody to replace Kirk and Rashida? It's over. It's done for their storyline. When it gets to the point where you got to make up a story, it's time for you to go.
Yeah. They too peaceful. So get the fuck off.
Yeah.
Know when your time is gone. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's our time. I enjoyed it again, friend.
Me too. I be hating when we have to go.
You too. It go by too damn fast.
You and me will never part. Rakita. He's a face away from me. Rakita. Yes.
Listen. Y'all go follow us on Facebook at On the Sofa with Lil Sonya, at The Real Lil Sonya on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Make sure y'all go follow us. Check out this repeat of this program and many, many more. And Toy, go follow her too at Successful Toy Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. God damn it.
Period, bitch.
And we out.
Deuces.